The first eggs that it has after it became a treifah are fura. So those eggs are treifahs. Well, since you work, because they came out of the mother that's a treifah. So since the mother is a treifah, the egg is also a treifah. It's also feed it. But mikan v'yelech, if the mother has eggs after this, in other words, there was a mate, there was a male involved, so then we say, heavily zebizegrema umutah. There are two things then that cause this second egg to come about. It's the new male, and that's not a treifah. And the female, that's a treifah. So therefore, the eggs will be mutah. Hey, zebizegrema is mutah. That's what Ameima says. So the first one is the Pshat. Rashi says, oisen shoyi b'meyeo b'shor shenitrafo. When the mother became a treifah, she had eggs inside already. So the time she became a treifah, there came an issa. He can't eat the mother. And the same thing at that time, there's an issa chal upon the egg also. First has an issa treifah. Rashi says, kulu masuruz di uba yerach imayu. The ima nitrafo. That the egg is called part of the mother. So the mother has a din treifah on it, it goes upon the egg also. But mikan v'yelech, what she says, means that it gives birth afterwards, if it has an egg afterwards. So then there's a zocher involved that's gorm the egg. So zev is a gorm is mutter. That's what Maimah says. This one says, Eisra Ravashi, Ravashi Yitzakasha. Eisra Ravashi la Maimah. It says, v'shovin, everybody agrees, Mishnah Nidius, that the baits of treifah, the baits of a treifah, shasura, that you're not allowed to eat the eggs that comes out of a chicken at the treifa. And it says, why mifnei shegidlo b'yissa? It was grown b'yissa, shegodlo b'yissa. So shegodlo b'yissa mashma that it first started to have the egg after it was a treifa. So even though it's a zeb is a girl, still you see it's also. Yeah. Rashi says, b'shava means reb lezeb rabbonim. Here the pliga, they both argue, b'vlad b'heim a treifa sun si. Where the yogi, what's with lacha by a vlad behema? Here they both agree though, that what they're treifah, the egg of a treifah is also. Because mashma shegodlo mashma, even though it happened after it became a treifah. So you see, zeb is a gom, it's a lasa. Smoy says, no, hosom over there is talking about the disafna meyaya, where the chicken, like, had its egg by itself. It rubbed itself on the ground and that made it have its egg. There wasn't the mate, there wasn't the zocher involved. So therefore, it's not called Zev Zagorim. That's called B'desafna Miyar, Rashi says. He may atzma, a mechama masbiyor, she became dried up in the ground itself. And the Yoledis, yeah, the Huchad Gorim was only one Gorim, just she herself, nobody else. You want, wait, 1 second. Smoris says still, volitionally, why? And he answered that he should answer, B'shich Lekama. That they say it's Mut, that they say it's Asura, it's talking about the first egg that it has when it first became a Shreifa. And that they all agree that just like the bird becomes a treifah, the egg also becomes a treifah. Smor says, no, and came if so, Godlo, Gomra mi boile. What's the lashon of Godlo? It should have said lashon of Gomra. Godlo mashma started to grow right now when it was a treifah. Otherwise, here at Smash, when the mother became a treifah, had an egg inside it already, it just should have said Gomra to finish it off. So therefore, you have to answer, but it's half the Maria, there's only one girl. Mar still says, if so, well, what is that we learned? For land treifa, what's the lach of an animal that the treifa gives birth? Now that this is going to be a proof that we had before that we hold the treifa could give birth. But if land treifa means the mother became a treifa, and then it gave birth. So it's a machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, why now? Ulayikra v'gabim mizbech. This animal you can't use for carbon. If you have Yeshua, why now? Yakrif, you're allowed to bring it for carbon, it's kosher. So the Maikim is saying, what's the machlekes over here? Where first the mother became a treifah, or l'bseit ibra, the lady she came pregnant. So again, it's called the zeb zagurim. There's a male involved. That's a kosher one. So Abiezer saw the zeb zagurim is also. Therefore, it's also for carbon. But Yeshua saw the zeb zagurim is muta. Therefore, it's muta for carbon. So when it says the yochi is so, the miflage legvoya. If that's the machlokes, the zeb zagurim is muta also. Why do they only argue for carbon? Liflagula hedjit, they should argue for hedjit if you're not either or not. And therefore, Lodicha Kerecha to Bishua. No, Samarin says idea. Samarin says no. Lodicha Kerecha to Bishua. It argues by Korbin, features the Kiddush Akkoin to Bishua, that Afil Mugvoya Nami Shari. Otherwise, I would have thought maybe Zev Zagorm is only Mutta for hedjit, not for Gvoya. Kamash, even for Korbin, it's Mutta. Samarin still says no. For Liflagula hedjit, we should have argued by a regular animal that's kosher to eat or not. And the Dicha Kerecha to Ebelezer, the Shiva tells Chish and Ebelezer, even also Peter for a regular person. Shmuel says, no, this Teretz is Kerech the Teretz. It's always better to hear a Heter than to hear a Nissa. So once you tell us the Chiddush, even by Kabbonis, still, there's Rabbi Shur that holds Zeb as a Germ as Mutter. Now these things are Moedim, both Rabbi Lezim and Shur, both agree, the dates are Treifa, that the mother, the chicken, became a Treifa, so that its egg is Shasura. So question, why? So Moedim says, Nechem Nochem, over the Sassna Miyaya, the Chad Gormu. We're talking about now that the mother, it became Trey first, and then it had its egg, but the egg was not because of the male, was because it rubbed itself against the ground. So again, it's only the mother that caused the egg. That's called Chag Germ, they both agree it's a Treifa. Now, Rav Acha Sovolo ki Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha, he holds like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. As he says, the Yom Eliel, Halacha Treifa Yiledes. The Yom that we had before, Treifa could give birth. Umaspilo Ludia Meima, Kid Yamon, and he learns that Meima's Kiddush, the way we just said it, that he could have this case here that it gave birth even though it was a Treifa. But Ravina leisavolo kiderav acher by Yaakov. Ravina doesn't hold like that. Ravina holds no. If the animal is a treifa, can't give birth. If it gives birth, that's a proof it's not a treifa. If so, umasnu lo ledameima b'halishna. He learned ameima halacha like this. The what? Omra ameima. Ameima says like this. Hani beya. If you have these eggs, they're sofik treifa. Now, not that the mother is about the treifa. If the mother was about the treifa, it couldn't have eggs anymore. It can't give birth anymore. But the case is just the mother was a suffer treifa. His honey beya to suffer treifa. It's like this. The shichla kama, the first set of eggs that it has, is mashinulo. You have to wait with those eggs, and let's see. He hard ravitano, if the mother gives perhaps more eggs than Sharyan, that's a proof to say that she's not a treifa, and therefore the first eggs become mutter. But viloya sirin, if she doesn't have any more eggs, just this first egg that she had, so the pshat is she became a treifa then, and she had this egg inside her, so the egg also becomes a treifa. So then it will be a sirin. That's the memory. But if it would be a vada treifa, couldn't give birth. On this again, it says, both Rav Lezen and Yeshua agree that by the dates of a treifa tasura, it was grown b'yissa. So Amulei said back to him, they were talking about the shichla kama, the first eggs that it had. The first egg it had when it was a treifa, therefore it's also. So Amulei says, and came so, Godla, why is it said, Lashon of Godla? Gomer mi boil, it should have said Lashon Gomer, like we said before. If it only means the egg it had inside it now when it became a treifa, it just should have said it's finished off, not that it started. Tony Gomer, say the case is that this egg just finished off, and therefore the egg is also. We're talking about now, this is the egg that was in the chicken when the chicken became a treifa. So when it became a treifa, it was chal nissa upon the chicken, who had been chal upon anything that's inside it. So the egg inside at that time is also called the treifa. The Rashi says, "Kivon the yagidu bay, the mura begidu kugufadami." This chicken, this egg, is attached with its gidu, with its veins to the body. Therefore, it's called like the treifa, as much of a treifa. So as we saw, that's what we learned. Va treifa, what's the loch of a treifa? An animal gives birth. So we have lezu ayim lo yakruv gavim mizbeach. You can't use it for the mizbeach. Shu ayim yakruv. So the ma'akamitzki, what's the machlekes over there? So the chur has to be kishi ibra, or the it has to be according to Ravina that he holds if it was a treifa can't give birth. So it has to be kishi ibra that first it became pregnant and then it became a treifa. So then what's the machlokes then? So Rabbi Elazar sovar uba yerachimayu, an uba the kid is called like the mother, it's part of the mother, and therefore when the mother becomes a treifa, the kid also gets to be treifa on it. But I guess you have to say though, Rabbi Yeshua sovar no. Uber, the kid inside the stomach, lav yerachimu, it's not like the thigh, it's not like part of the mother. Therefore, even though the mother becomes a treifa, just the mother has an issue treifa, but not on the uber. The uber is taka kosher. For the moirochi, if so, are the mifla gilagvoya, what are the only arguing if a korban or not? Litla gulagit. They should have argued if you could use it for a hedjit, you could eat it or not. So, moirochi says again, the reason why even for korban, yelled it's a mutter. Could more not lift look the hedge little kirch of Reb Lezer that it's also even for a hedge it would be also? So the answer again is kirch the ten rod of filet. It's a big yichidus to tell us something is mutter that to say something is also. To say something is also, you could say machmas atzofik, you could say it's also. But to say something is mutter, you have to be a vaday. It's a big yichidus to say something is mutter. So the rabbi teaches us the heter. That's why they argue the gel gvoya. But umoidim, they both agree again that umoidim vaday the beitza treifa shasuya. That they both agree that the eggs that come out of a treifa is also. And again, but the shichla kama, the first eggs that it have when it became a treifa. The question is, my time. What's the reason? Gufi. Vice versa, egg is called more gufram than vice versa uber. An uber inside of the sin. Uber is like a body by itself. That's not called part of the mother, according to Yeshua. But vice versa, the egg inside the mother, that's called mamish gufa. That's called part of the mother. That's why she says, as the chivram de agidabe, since it's attached with its veins, it's attached to the mother, is mamish kugufa damya. So the egg is more part of the chicken than the uber, the vlad inside of behema. The yichus says, what's the maskon here? The Gemara says, the zocho kol shnei masachar, the shenich nami. That if a zocho lives for 12 months, that's a proof it's not a treifa. An animal that's a treifa cannot live more than 12 months. Then a kevra, if it's a male or female, then kol shnei yoledes, that's the proof. Even though if it gives birth, that's the proof to say it's not a treifa. In a chemistam, it can't live more than 12 months either. But just by in the cave, we have another proof. On the tzad that it gives birth, that's the proof to say it's not a treifa. If it would have been a treifa, couldn't it give birth? Yeah. The other one is Omer Afuna. Kol ber, you're any creature. Shame by etzim that has no bone inside it, and there's no bone to these ants or something like that. Eina miskayim yudves chodesh. Can't live more than 12 months. Any ber that doesn't have an etzim in it, it can't live more than 12 months. So what's the difference? Amar Papa, Shema Minim and Rafun, we hear Allah from Rafun like this. That hold the Yom HaShmuel. That's what Shmuel will say Allah later on. About Kishuis, we have these type of vegetables. Shesliya Biveon, that worms came into it. When it was still attached, Rashi says Biveon means Boidim Chabeus. If worms came into these Kishuis, if worms came in there, when it was still attached to the ground, yeah, if you have these worms there. Yeah, kishuas is a cucumber. So if the cucumber shesli is starting to get worms inside it when it's still attached, sasur, then the loch is you're not allowed to eat that worm. So Rashi says why? Asura talas bachilo, techivan de malech of the kishuas. Since the worm is moving in the cucumber, the kishuas in the chabez makaka, the cucumber is attached to the ground, is so sharet saloros kareem, that's called the sharet saloros. Let's say after it was detached and now there's a worm inside it, that's not called the sheretzu, because the sheretz is only yosa, sheretz is sheretz haloretz. It's only yosa, the nothing minute until it goes outside the malach agabe karka, unless it goes on the ground. But if it was born inside the cucumber after it was picked off and it didn't come out, it's mutatit. So that's the loch of toloyim, of worms. So again, Shmuel says kishuya shesliya biver. If the worms came when it was still attached, then asura. So once like this, and hani tamra dekadi, same type of a thing. Let's say you have tamarim